is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith, because right now we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm totally out of town. Okay. You two have time. Okay. Bye-bye.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here. Shout out to all of our audience listening across our broad radio network. Great to be with all of you. Very pleased to have my next guest with me. He is an award-winning author, previously publishing Navigating Life's Journey, Common Sense in Uncommon Times. He is published, actually, there are seven different great books that he's published. He's also an executive with KeyTrack, has more than 40 years experience in sales, executive management, and leadership, and was appointed by Texas Governor Rick Perry to the Texas Judicial Council and the Texas Emerging Technology Fund. It is my pleasure to welcome Richard Battle to the program. Richard, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Good morning, Pastor Greg. Thank you so much for having us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Well, being a fellow Texan, and, you know, I live about 65 miles up above San Antonio, but, you know, 2011, when we bought this property, end of 2011, we had people literally, because there was no one living down below us, that were cutting our back fence and coming across our property with crack pipes and all kinds of stuff. And these were illegals. And I'm 65 miles above San Antonio. And we were feeling the impacts of the Obama policies at the border even back then. The suggestion now is that it's even worse. And I wouldn't argue with you at all. But talk to me about what you're seeing at the border and why do we need to be concerned about it?
Well, first thing is it's absolutely worse than it's ever been. But one thing I think's different now is because of President Obama, this is not just an issue in the border states. It used to be only Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California cared. But President Obama shipped illegal aliens all over the country. And that forced taxpayers to pay with real tax dollars, not printed, borrowed money, to house, clothe, feed, educate, give health care to illegals. When they got there, it was like they hit the lottery. And I know this is a fact because there's been no topic that I've been asked to comment on more than this from all over the country all year long. And people are incensed. They're concerned. They're worried about how many people are going to be transported into their communities. That's in effect an unfunded mandate, because probably 98% of these people can't take care of themselves. And of course, you have the COVID issue and other disease issues that we have no idea what all is being brought in right now as well.
Now, I have a friend, Anthony Aguero, and I was even watching some of his and his wife's video last night. They were taping as buses were coming in, and illegals were being picked up on buses and bused, and they're bused to bases where they're then being flown into other parts of our country. This is insanity, Richard. This is crazy.
Well, it's more than insanity. I mean, just this week, the revelations have come out that they're flying, ISIS flying people into Abilene, Texas. And they're keeping some people temporarily and then using that as a staging place to transport people all over the country. They've been shipping illegals with COVID, 40% COVID, into Laredo, Texas. And Laredo, Texas is spending $8,000 to $10,000 a day on buses to ship illegals to Austin, Dallas, and Houston, and who knows where they go from there. The McAllen Airport's reported 40 to 50% of the air traffic's illegals who show up with a card, can't speak English. They tell the people where they want to go, and we, the U.S. taxpayers, give them a free airplane ticket to where they want to travel. And it's the same thing with the bus terminals. So we're transporting people into the country who may or may not have sponsors to take care of them.
Now, my friend Matt Long is on with me every Tuesday, and he is the head of the Fredericksburg Tea Party, but he was down at a meeting down near Brackettville, and Kinney County down near Brackettville now, they have a proposal, and I believe that they're getting ready to pull the trigger on it, but they're hiring a private security force, 1,000 former special operators that are basically going to man their border, their county border, which borders Mexico, and stop this flow.
Well, I think any effort we can have to stop the flow is good, and I think we've had mixed results so far from Operation Lone Star that Governor Abbott instituted,
yeah,
where they sent troops and money committed for building more border wall down there. To me, we cannot do enough. But one of the things I'm most encouraged about that is we've had other states, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Nebraska, and some others who have contributed people and dollars to support that effort. And I think there's an opportunity, if we take it, mm-hmm, to reorder the power structure between the states and the federal government. Because for the last 100 years, the federal government has grabbed power from the states at unprecedented levels. Mm-hmm. And we have to remember that the states created the federal government as a servant to the states, not the federal government creating the states. And if we get that balance back in, then I think that'll help us in many other ways as well.
Well, don't you think, too, that if we do that, that it'll also return the power to we the people? You know, I think that's something, too, that we have that we've watched dramatically erode, because they started telling us back under Bill Clinton that sovereignty, you know, citizen sovereignty is a bad thing. Man, our founders wrote citizen sovereignty into the Constitution and restricted the federal government so as not to infringe upon we the people governed by consent.
That's absolutely correct, and that was biblically based, because we all have individual freedom and responsibilities to make decisions in our life and in our faith. And now there's a collective advocation that's spread through the government as well. And I believe that we are freer as individuals the more decentralized government power is. And the more centralized government power is, the less freedom we have. And it doesn't matter which party, because both parties, if they're running a quote-unquote national government, mm-hmm, and making the states and individuals subservient, we have less freedom.
Well, and you know, it seems to me that we're fighting this fight on all fronts. You know, whether it's personal medical decisions that we want to make, whether it's economic decisions that we want to make. You want to go start a business? You know, there's a thousand agencies, it seems like, that want to, you know, stick their hand in your pocket and tell you how you're gonna run your business.
Well, there is no doubt about that. And that's one thing, since I was a kid, I can tell you, we have a lot less freedom than we've had ever in this country. And the government is working at warp speed to try to take even more freedom away from us. And they're working to make us a socialist type country where we would be subjects versus citizens. And we citizens have to stand up and become active to preserve our freedom. We cannot rely on professional government people to, quote unquote, take care of everything anymore. And so many people I know are discouraged right now, and they're overwhelmed with all of these things, like you say. And so my encouragement to them is, well, none of us can do everything, but each of us can do one thing. Mm-hmm. And so figure out what you're passionate about, and apply in that area and make a difference in that area. And I'm encouraged when I see people stand up at school board meetings, and we're starting to see more citizens push back on all this. And that gives me hope there's an opportunity. And of course, being a person of faith and knowing how everything ends, it makes us live with a hope that we can restore our freedom here.
Well, and you know, your voice, folks, is so critically important in your community. One of the reasons that, you know, we do this show is to give you background and understanding and some talking points and some education so that you can speak with an informed voice on these very critical and very important issues. But it falls to you, the individual, me as an individual, Richard as an individual, we the people are the ones who are going to have to watch out for this. And it's not just happening at the federal level. As you said, you know, there's a battle at the state level, but really it begins in your hometown with keeping an eye on your city council, keeping an eye on your county commissioners, watching what's happening right where you are. And what you do there, although it may seem small maybe to you or may seem big, but every little bit counts.
Absolutely. And one of the things that really dawned on me during the COVID vaccine debate, and not arguing about the vaccine plus or minus, but to me, it has exposed the utter lack of leadership from professional politicians. And our country was founded based on citizens leading citizens. Mm-hmm. And you might get elected to go to Congress for one term, and then you come home and I'd get elected to go as your neighbor to Congress. Mm-hmm. And by being citizens leading citizens, you didn't do anything too draconian to your neighbor because he might represent you next time. But over time, as power and money came into politics, all of a sudden, we got this professional class of politicians and bureaucrats that basically try to tell us it's too complicated for you citizens. Hey, trust us, we'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. Just let us handle it, and you go do what you want to do and have fun. Well, that's what's put us in this pickle. And the only thing that's going to get us back to being free citizens like we have been is becoming more involved.
And I think a big part of that, too, has been the failure of pastors and the church to preach the truth about who America is. If you're going to preach Romans 13, you better start by understanding that Rome was run by a false god. They believed that Caesar was a god, and they treated Caesar as a king. America has no kings, folks. America has no kings. We are not subservient to this government. These government representatives are there to serve us. That's their job. That's their responsibility, to serve us, not the other way around. And so the false narrative then becomes, you know, lay down before this. And Richard, as I've looked into this, when you look at the mid-1700s and the preachers that preached for the Great Awakening, the challenge they made to the Americans was, who's going to be your king, George or Jesus? Who are you going to serve? And I think the same question should be asked of Americans today. Who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve King Washington, D.C., or are you going to serve King Jesus? And I hope the Christians will choose King Jesus.
Well, absolutely. And we were so fortunate. And I believe that God's hand was on our founding, because if you look at what those people gave us, it's unbelievable how good of people they were and how brilliant they were to look at what had happened over the history of time and then craft something that had more prosperity and freedom than any other governmental system in history. And George Washington could have been king, but he wanted to be president. He could have been president for life, but no, he set a precedent that, hey, I'm not indispensable any more than anyone else is. I'll serve two terms. Somebody else should. The country benefits when power is distributed and we have citizen leadership. And yet now we have people who serve in Washington for 50 years. They pass away in office or carried out, and then their son or wife or somebody else comes in because people think they're related, that they can be a good servant. And that, in some way, I think, is almost a laziness that we've had in trusting people like that to lead us when we really need to be leading ourselves.
Well, and then the other part to that is the disengagement that's taken place. Because, you know, I talk to people all the time and they say, well, come on, you know, politicians, they're liars, they're thieves, they cheat. This is what they do. And so many, you know, don't get engaged, don't get involved, don't even cast a vote, because they're like, you know, it's not going to make any difference anyway. That's them over there and I'm over here. The problem is that what they do over there impacts us here, and I think we're seeing that and really feeling that more and more. And I just would encourage folks to recognize again the form of our government as a constitutional republic. We'll be back when we come back. We're going to talk with Richard some more about Texas in particular, because Texas is a battleground state right now, and we got to hold on to. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts, and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my guest is Richard Battle. You know, Richard, we're talking in the green room, and I share this because it speaks to, you know, where we're at, and you talk about a political class using political talking points. I know the governor is running around touting the heartbeat bill. We got this heartbeat bill. We passed a heartbeat bill. But as I mentioned to you, the heartbeat bill has absolutely no enforcement. None. Zip, zilch, zero. There's no criminal penalty. And it requires a citizen to hire an attorney to file a civil lawsuit against the abortionist. And then, as a civil matter, you have to be able to prove that it happened. So who's going to be your witness?
Well, I certainly can't defend that on its own. My only hope would be that if we can take that step, then soon we can add the enforcement to it and have the teeth that is needed to protect those children.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and in our special session, nowhere in the special session have they introduced the cessation of the castration of little boys. Genital mutilation. Chemical genital mutilation is not on the ticket. It's not part of the priorities, and I don't understand that.
Well, it's certainly something that I would prefer, but unfortunately, we don't get everything we want all the time. And right now, I'd just be happy if we could get the election integrity bill passed and the 13th check for the teachers and some of the other issues that are in the special session, and stop the Democrat House members who are basically lobbyists now to give away Texas sovereignty and every state's sovereignty for a national election bill.
It would be, you know, it would be wonderful if we could get that election bill to pass. I know that the Democrats here in Texas took off to D.C. Now they're coming back. There has been, as I understand it, the Speaker of the House did go ahead and sign the warrants, right? So there is, a very strong potential for those individuals to be arrested as they should be, for having left. Of course, I understand the fine line there, too, because if the roles were reversed and we had Democrats that were trying to do well, look what's happening in Washington, D.C. And so I guess that begs the question, should the Republicans, you know, all have walked out when the Democrats in the House passed, for example, H.R. 5, the Equality Act that basically would shut down churches? Think about that.
Well, I don't think the Republicans had the power because the forum law was different. If the Alamo heroes would have acted like Texas Democrat representative, we'd still be part of Mexico today in Texas.
No doubt. No doubt. Richard Battle has been my guest. You can find Richard Battle, by the way, at his website, richardbattle.com. richardbattle.com. Sign up for his blog, sign up for his emails and his newsletter, and you can also take a look at the books that he's got there and pick up a copy of Navigating Life's Journey, Common Sense in Uncommon Times. I'll be back tomorrow.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.